The North Bay Battalion is continuing its busy week this week, starting a home and home tonight against the Mississauga Steelheads at an empty North Bay Memorial Gardens. The second place battalion, which trails the Steelheads by 8 points in the Central Division, plays at Mississauga on Friday night before entertaining the Ottawa 67s on Sunday. The wounded troops open the week with a 3-2 road loss via shootout Tuesday night to the Niagara Ice Dogs in a game rescheduled from December 18 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting goaltender Dom DeVincentis was forced from the game at 19:12 of the second period after being struck in the head by Niagara's Daniil Gushchin. Battalion coach Ryan Olayan, who called it an ugly play, said Wednesday that it was too soon to give a firm update on rookie DeVincentis's status. "He's kind of just getting evaluated, so unfortunately with the quick turnaround I don't have a ton of information to give you, other than it looks like it's not very severe, which is really good," said Olayan. On that play, Russian import Gushchin, who earlier was credited with his team-leading 23rd goal of the season, received a major penalty in game misconduct. See related. Battalion drop shootout decision to Ice Dogs' Owen Van Steensel, scoring for a second straight game, and Mitchell Russell had the North Bay goals. Joe Verbedek took the loss in relief of DeVincentis, who gave up 2 goals on 20 shots before leaving. Verbedek faced 10 shots through overtime, in which the troops outshot Niagara 5-2. "I thought Tuesday night we probably deserved a little bit better than what we got, especially with the chances we had late in the third and into overtime," said Olayan. The battalion will get newcomer Kyle McDonald back for the Mississauga visit after he completed a 4-game suspension, but fellow forwards Kyle Jackson, Liam Arnsba and Matvei Petrov all figure to remain sidelined with injuries. "He looks fresh, he looks ready to go, he's certainly excited, and we're excited to have him back tomorrow night," Olayan said of McDonald. Olayan admits it is frustrating without some key forwards. He does admit it has allowed some younger forwards the opportunity to play bigger roles. "We've had some guys really, really step up and play their best hockey to date in a battalion uniform, which is very, very encouraging," noted Olayan, who praised Van Steensel in particular but who saw the likes of Michael Podoluk, Nick Sima and Owen Outwater also do good work. Mississauga, which has 2 games in hand on North Bay, has a 1-loss extended record of 4 August 24 for 52 points, while the battalion, 3-6-4 in its last 13 games, is 1-9-1-3-6 for 44 points. "Wins and losses are always going to swing here and there, but the big focus that we've been saying is we can't stray away from our game even if we're going to go through some adversity," said Olayan, who vowed that the troops will continue to scrape and claw. The battalion's Brandon Coe, who had an assist, emerged from the Niagara game as the OHL's scoring leader with 25 goals and 39 assists for 64 points, one more than Wyatt Johnston of the Windsor Spitfires. Petrov ranks fifth with 56 points from 22 goals and 34 assists, and Russell has 21 goals and 27 assists for 48 points.